This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver Public Schools will hold classes remotely through at least mid-October. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports that's more than a month longer than originally planned.
October 16th is the end of the first quarter for students. DPS says positive COVID-19 cases are rising in the Denver area, and safeguarding the health of the community is the district's number one priority. 9-year-old Knox Borowski wasn't happy about more remote learning.
I have this video game console, I'm just sitting on it, and I just wish I could be at school learning something like intelligent and something like that.
He and his friends say a few hours of remote learning isn't like a full day in class. The district is considering bringing back preschool and other high-priority students in small groups as soon as September 8th. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado businesses are looking to Congress for additional economic help. Lawmakers are working to extend the Paycheck Protection Program and a long-term loan program. Hunter Raley of Colorado Small Business Majority says with concerns about a possible second wave, more loans may not be the answer.
Based on the high levels of uncertainty, it's really unclear how much appetite for additional debt there is right now.
Raley says businesses need cash and that any new loans should go also to minority and female-owned businesses that did not get funds in the first round. 88, mostly cloudy in Denver, 69, partly cloudy for Vail, 90 and clear in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.